We find this in Luke Acts, in the section known as Acts. But Ananias protested, "I have heard from many sources about Saul and how much harm this rabbi has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. Saul is now here and has authorization from the chief priests to arrest everybody who calls on your name." If you have not heard about this, Bonnie and I have had a hectic week, even 2 weeks. First, I'll list the church-related hectic. I had an internment and 2 celebrations of life, commonly called funerals. This was newsletter week, always hectic, a breakfast meeting earlier in the week, and of course, there was the usual. Services had to be planned and sermons written. And this week, Bonnie had the New York Conference Women's Retreat at Watson Homestead. I've heard very good reports about that from all those who went. I suppose it will not surprise you to hear she has become the official photographer of the conference women's retreat. In fact, next year, when we intend to be living in the great state of Maine, the group is insisting they want her back. Speaking of the great state of Maine, as we head toward retirement, or is it as we hurtle toward retirement, that is the other thing that has made these 2 weeks hectic. We went to Maine twice. The first trip, when we were there house hunting, was planned. But currently there is not a lot of inventory, so nothing came of that trip. But on Monday morning last, at about 8 a.m., a house was put on Realtor.com, which looked like it might be right for us. By 10 a.m., I was on the phone with our realtor. The entry said bids on the house were closing on Friday. Bids on a house closing in 5 days, that ought to give you an idea about how hot the housing market is where we are trying to go. Early Tuesday morning, the realtor did a FaceTime with us from the property. While that gave us a feel for what it was like, it was decided we really needed to see the place. And so Tuesday at about 12:30, we were off to Maine, our second trip in 2 weeks. As I said, the first one was planned. This one, not so much. We got to Brunswick Tuesday evening at about 8:15 p.m., meaning we made really good time on the highway, had dinner, and settled into a room at the Fairfield Inn. We were at a hotel because we had not had enough time to contact friends and ask to stay with them as we had done on previous trips. Wednesday morning at 8:25 a.m., we met the realtor and saw the place in the flesh. We got on the road back to Norwich by 9:15 a.m. It was good we saw the house in person. As we drove south, we talked about it and realized the house was not right for us. As effective as pictures on the web are, once we were there in the house, we knew for us something was not quite right with that property. I am not even sure I can tell you what that something was. Again, we made good time on the return trip. That drive is often at least 8 hours, usually closer to 9. We made it back by 4:45 p.m., a mere 7 hours and 45 minutes on the road. I was glad we made it back since there was yet another church reason for being here Wednesday evening. At 6:30 p.m., the Interfaith Council presented a Shenango County Day of Prayer in front of the courthouse steps right outside this building. Having returned, I was able to participate. In any case, let me offer this piece of advice. Please do not try to go to Maine twice in 2 weeks. And please do not try to go to Maine and back in about 28 hours. It ain't easy. It's somewhere southwest of hectic. That story brings me to a statement of fact. No, Bonnie and I do not have a place to call our own in Maine, even though we started seriously looking in February. This week, I will probably begin to explore rental properties. The cat is always a problem when it comes to rental properties. I will start to explore rental properties since we are running out of time. And yes, this is not just hectic. This is becoming a little more like scary. At least in general, we know where we want to be. We have not yet found out exactly where or exactly how we will get that done. This is what we find in the work known as Luke Acts in the section commonly labeled as Acts. But Ananias protested, "I have heard from many sources about Saul and how much harm this rabbi has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. Saul is now here and has authorization from the chief priests to arrest everybody who calls on your name." Clearly, the first part of this story we heard from Acts is about Saul. Now, I have said this before, but I'll mention it again. Despite popular legends and despite what is depicted in a myriad of bad Renaissance paintings which picture this conversion episode, Saul is not knocked off a horse of any kind. That is not in the text. Saul simply falls to the ground. And given what is written, I think we can safely state Saul is overwhelmed, even fearful. That having been said, it is not the story of Saul which recently caught my attention. I suddenly noticed the story of Ananias had parallels to what happened to Saul. Yes, Saul was overwhelmed, frightened. But so is the faithful servant, Ananias. Indeed, let me translate what Ananias says into 21st century English for you. "Yo, God, you want me to do what?" Ananias is afraid, and rightfully so. We have been given all the information about Ananias we need to help us understand why this disciple is frightened. First, the Christ does not just appear to Saul. Christ also appears to Ananias. I think we tend to overlook that fact. Second, even if only by reputation, Ananias clearly knows who Saul is. Therefore, Ananias has every reason to be frightened. Think about it. Christ, who Ananias knows has been murdered by the state, appears. Next, Ananias is told by Christ to go and heal someone who is arresting the followers of Jesus. To be clear, what arresting means in this context is the people are being handed over by the temple authorities to the state, the Roman authorities, for punishment. That's the way that worked. Ananias had every reason to be scared. Let me invite you to consider something. If we are serious about life, when we stop and think about life, at times, life is hectic. I take it back. Life is always hectic. And yes, at times, life is a little more than scary. We really don't know what will happen tomorrow. But should that stop us from acting? Let me invite you to consider something else. Is each of us, are all of us called by God? In her Christian education article in the newsletter this month, Linda Olmey states the disciples were transformed from fearful people who met secretly behind closed doors into preachers and teachers. Now, you might insist the disciples were empowered by the Holy Spirit, you know, Pentecost and all that stuff. But what makes you think we are not empowered by the Holy Spirit? Are we a post-Pentecost people, or are we not? Let me come back to a personal note. One of the times we were recently in Maine, a friend said it amazed him that I, and therefore we, since it includes Bonnie, it amazed him that I said I was headed to seminary and going into ordained ministry. And then it happened. We followed through, made it happen. No, said I, we did not make it happen. At least not with that amount of exactness and certainty. We simply tried to be open to the call of God. Please notice, I did not say I was sure that with any precision this was a call from God. I said I was open to the call of God. Hence, was this journey frightening? Why, yes, it was. Was the journey which brought us here 23 years ago frightening? Why, yes, it was. And will our move to Maine be frightening? Why, yes, it will. But should that stop us from acting? I think being open to the call of God is key. I think that is what we see in Ananias, an openness. And so even if Bonnie and I wind up renting for a time when we move to Maine, we shall move, because I already know I need to be open to the call of God. How can I be so sure I am being open to the call of God? Well, sure I'm not. But I do already know this. I will be preaching, filling a pulpit 4 times in Harpswell, Maine, starting in August for a pastor who is on sabbatical. And I really do not want to travel back and forth from here to Maine just to preach on those Sundays. So, really all I'm trying to do, I think, is to be open. Open to what? Trying to be open to the will of God and then to act. Where will those actions take me? I do not know. And yes, that is frightening. But neither did Ananias know. And yes, that was frightening. But acting is, I think, the key. And from what I hear, that's what this church, this congregation, will strive to do once I am ensconced in Maine, just like Ananias. You will strive to be open to the call of God and act. Amen.